When I started birding, my field guides became like old-fashioned Sears Christmas catalogs, personal wish books showing an amazing array of beautiful birds I longed to see. When I started paying close attention to the wood warblers, especially the two-page spread in the Golden Guide showing headshots of just about all of them, I thought I'd never be happy until I'd seen every last one. I quickly discovered that that was an impossible dream because at that time in 1975, one of the birds in that array, Bachman's warbler, was already extinct. But little by little, bird by bird, I managed to see almost all the others. Not until I was doing some traveling to the tropics did I ever see a Swainson's or golden-cheeked warbler, and I never did see a Kalima warbler. But decades later, the dream of eventually seeing all the still-existing warbler species was still rattling around in my brain. So naturally, when I started my conservation big year this year, I hoped to see as many warblers as possible. I got wonderful looks, photos, and even sound recordings of a Swainson's warbler in southeastern Oklahoma when I was on a field trip during the Red Slough Birding Festival. In Delaware, I got photos of a couple of worm-eating warblers. During a cold snap in Duluth in late May, I saw a Connecticut warbler at Park Point, and in early June saw Kirtland's warblers in Michigan. Suddenly, I realized that I'd already seen every warbler species that nests in the U.S. east of Texas just this year. But I'd still never seen the Kalima warbler, which is a fairly common breeder in the Sierra Madre Occidental, a mountain range in western Mexico. It makes it into the United States only in the Chisos Mountains of Big Bend National Park, and there only in stands of oak and pine at certain elevations. I headed to New Mexico in mid-July in hopes of seeing the rufous-necked wood rail that had showed up in Bosque del Apache National Wildlife Refuge, and I wanted to see as many other southwestern species as I could unearth. After I had great luck with the wood rail, I took a 4-mile hike on a mountain road in nearby Water Canyon, a wonderful area where I saw Virginias, Graces, and red-faced warblers and a painted red start. I had such a splendid time that I camped in the Cibola National Forest campground and headed out in the morning on an 8-mile hike, getting twice as far up the mountain and seeing even more beautiful red-faced warblers. You'd think this avian wealth would have been enough to satisfy me, but it merely whetted my appetite to get out and finally find myself a Kalima warbler at long last. So the day after I'd done the long hike in Water Canyon, I headed for Big Bend, taking brief detours at a few interesting spots, such as Smoky Bear Historical Park, where Smoky is buried, and an overlook of the Capitan Valley, where Smoky Bear was burned in a huge forest fire and rescued by firefighters. I ended the day in Carlsbad. I'd gone through the caverns over 30 years ago with Russ and our first baby. It was splendid, but this time I wasn't interested in getting into the cave. I merely wanted to stand at the entrance and watch the cave swallows. I spent Sunday morning at the park, first in Rattlesnake Springs, a lovely bit of habitat a few miles away that belongs to the national park, and then at Carlsbad Caverns National Park proper. I picked up several species I'd not seen elsewhere, such as Scots and hooded orioles, finally got nice photos of black-tailed gnatcatchers, and got several poor photos of the cave swallows. They swooped and darted this way and that, not cooperating in the least with my desire for a perfect photo, but they were a new species for my conservation big year list. At mid-afternoon, I took off for Big Bend. It's very remote. The nearest city, the tiny town of Marathon, Texas, is 70 miles from park headquarters. I checked into the Chisos Mountains Lodge just before dark, set my alarm for 4 a.m. and was ready for a nice long hike up the Laguna Meadow Trail to the Colima Trail and down the Boot Canyon and Pinnacle Trails. Tomorrow, I'll tell you how that went. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.